כן, דף פי עמד א', ואום הרובה, הייצי חצי גייגרס, והניחו. A person took out a חצי גייגרס. And he put it down. He took it out from the רשוס היוחיד and put it in the רשוס הרב. וחוזר והייצי חצי גייגרס. And he went and took out another חצי גייגרס. והעבירו דרך עולהו. And he passed by the first חצי גייגרס. And he was holding the second חצי גייגרס. והעבירו, and he's carrying it. He didn't put it down. He's carrying the second חצי גייגרס. דרך עולהו. Over the first חצי גייגרס. חייב. He is חייב. So the Gemara asks, "Va'amai holoinoch? Why is he chayev? There was no hanoche. He's walking with the second chatzi gregres, and there was no hanoche. So the Gemara answers, "Kegoin sheheviro teich shloisha." It is speaking about that he was holding the second chatzi gregres towards the ground, and there was teich shloisha. We'll see in Taisus it was teich shloisha. To the first Chatzi Gregres. Fregt de Gemore, v'ho'oma rove teich shloisha l'rabonon tzorich hanoch al gabi mashu. So the Gemore asks, even though it is teich shloisha, it has to rest on something. If it was kisei the going, that is not considered hanoche. If yod klute kemisha hunchedomi, so then the halacha is that something that is flying in the air, it's kilu, it's noch. But the rabbonim who do not hold klute kemisha hunche, so memele the rove said, tzorich hanoche al gabi mashu. In order for it to be considered a hanoche, it has to rest on something. Al kaponim for a minute, it can't be going straight. So the Gemara answers, loy kashe, kan bezeirek, kan bemavir. If he threw the chayfetz, and it did not rest, and even though it's teich gimel lekarke, it is not considered a hanoche. But if he's carrying the chayfetz, then it is considered a hanoche. Let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Chazar the Rabbonon the Pligi Lekamon Ba'azayrik, according to the Rabbonon who disagree with Rabbi Kiva V'leslu Klute Kemisha Hunche Afilu Avro Samach Lekalke, Afilu this the Chayfetz passed Samach Lekalke Loi mechayiv ashe tonuach al gabi mashu mokim kolshu. It has to rest on a mashu mokim kolshu. Could be kolshu means in time. That means it can go further, but it has to stop for a second. Blebin en mokim dalet hoyle besoich gimelu. Umikol mokim hanoche koldu beinen. We need some sort of a hanoche. It has to stop. So the Gemara answers, Mavir loy tzorich hanoche. If he's carrying it, he does not need a hanoche. Da mancha biyodai. Di yodai smuche lekalke. It is munach biyodai, and yodai is smuche lekalke. Be'emesin, the svara of Rashi, or the svara of the Gemara, is very difficult to understand. Lemaisa, if a person is walking, so the halacha is that he's considered a hoilach. Someone that's walking is considered a hoilach. So what is the svara that it's munach biyodai? The moncha biyodai, di yodai l'chayre, it should have said, vi yodai smucha lekarke. But al koponim, for some reason or other, it seems the din hanoche that is necessary, according to the Rabbonon, who are Cholik and Rabbi Kiva, since be'etzim it's considered munach ba'oretz, kosteich gemoz munach boret. And you need a hanoche koldo. So for some reason, since it's munach biyadai, even though the yod is going, it has a shame hanoche. But it really needs a gewaldic beer to understand why it has a teres hanoche. Let us see Taisvis. Vehevira derech oleho. Meforesh horav peires. So Rav Peires says, the hu adin afilu shaloi derech oleho. The halacha is, when one is moitzi, tu chatzi greigrisen, to a rishus harabim, he doesn't have to put them down on the same plate. Im hevira teich shloisha lekarke mitztarif. If he took it out, teich shloisha lekarke, not over the chatzi greigris, he took it, it was teich shloisha lekarke, not even near the chatzi greigris. It's also mitztarif. The Gemara says later, according to the Tanakhame, if a person will take out a half a greigris in one Rishus Harabim, and the other half a greigris in a second Rishus Harabim, you're also chayiv. So we see that these two chatzi greigris don't have to connect, they don't have to become one. Rabbi Yossi that disagrees with this halach. Rabbi Yossi holds that to Rishus Harabim, there's no chiyuv. Aboloi boy el Rishus Achas. So all Rabbi Yossi says, you have to take out both Chatzi Gregerson in the same Rishus Harabim. Avol aleha loy boy, but you do not need that you have to lay one Chatzi Gregerson on top of the other. So why does it say ve'evira derech aleho? Ve'nokat derech aleho da'afilu govoya minakarka gimel tvochem. The chiddush is, even though it is not teich gimel to the karka, chayiv. Is chayiv kiven davi teich gimel lachatzi groigres amonachas al gabi karka. Now we have to appreciate what Tosfos is telling us. And the Chasam Sofer explains, if there would be something else, choitzitz, bein hachatzi groigris lahakarke. That means a person is carrying a chatzi groigris, and there's something in the Rishus Harabim, there's a tissue box in the Rishus Harabim, he's holding it toich gimel over the tissue box. It's garnish mit garnish. The tissue box has not become part of the Rishus Harabim. So it is considered, it's lemaila from Rishus Harabim. It's not considered a hanoche. The Gemara is telling us, amayre di kechidish, that since this is the chatzi greigris that he was moitzi, and now he's passing over the same chatzi greigris, so it's considered like ke'ilu, he would taken out one greigris. He would taken out one greigris. So the top chelik doesn't have to be toich gimel to the kalke. One big greigris. So that is the chiddush of the Gemara, that since this is toich gimel to the chatzi greigris that he was moitzi, so even though it's lemaila min hakarka, it's considered like it becomes one big greigris, because this is the second half of the greigris that he had previously taken out, and memeila it is considered munachas al gabi kalke. So he says, the Gemara is telling us, hevir teich shloisha oleo achidish, that even though it's lemaila migimel from the kalke, and it would not be considered munach al gabi kalke, but it becomes mitzuref to the previous chatzi greigris, and it's considered one big greigris, that is munach al haore. The Gemara asked, "Va'amar Rove teich shloisha le'rabbonon tzorich hanoch al gabi mashu." So the Gemara asks that Rove says that we need a hanoch al gabi mashu. It is, if it is going kiseider, it is not good. Teimolari. So the Ri asks, "Tisnan lekamon bereish hazayrik, hazayrik mershus hayochid l'shus hayochid." Urishus harabim beemtza. Rabbi Kiva mechayiv. So Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv, because Rabbi Kiva holds kluta kemisha hunchodomi. And it's keilu was munach berishus harabim.
The Chachamim Paitrim, the Chachamim hold, Klute Lav Kemisha Hun Chadomi. V'toni Allah B'Gemore, Toich Gimel, L'divrei Hakel Chayef. But what will be if he threw Mirshus HaYochid, L'Rshus HaYochid, but it was Toich Gimel to the Rishus HaRabim, is Afilu Yehod Klute Lav Kemisha Hun Chadomi, is also Chayef. Alme lekula alme loybinen anoch al gabi mashu teich gimel. There's no such halacha. Says klor that according to the chachamim, if it's teich gimel, it has a din kilu noch baoretz, and yachayim, even though it is still in the process of moving, as long as kilu noch baoretz, it's called a hanoch b'shusarab. That's the kasha of the ri v'tirit. The Rove Sova ke Rabbi Yehuda da Hamoitzi Tfilim. So what is the re-answering? That is true. Rabbi Kivot Kluta Kemishuncha Afilu, it's Lamailo Migimu. The Chachomim Old Kluta Kemishuncha, if it's Lamato Migimu. And Rove that says that Lamato Migimu, you still need a Hanoche al Gabi Mashu, you need some type of a Hanoche, he's going according to a third Tana, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Hamaitzi Tvilin. And Hamaitzi Tvilin, it says as follows. Hoya koirei al roish agag. A person was reading from a Megillah al roish agag. And the Megillah opened up and it fell down towards the kalk. He's in the Rishus HaYochid and it opened up and the red went down he's in the Rishus HaYochid and it went down to the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda Oima, afilu einay misulik min haoretz, elo meloy hachut, even though it's a mashahu off the karke, doilu lo yetzloy. He can still bring it back. It was not noch bershu sarab. Vetayme, da afilu einay gudei biyadei leke isurai imeviyay etzloy. Afilu, he wouldn't have been holding it, there's no isur. The boy hanoche al gabi mashu kedama hosam bigmore. Kozman, it wasn't noch, it was in the process of moving, but it was not noch. So it's not, it's a skonish, kedama hosam bigmore. And there Rovi says his memory that you need hanoche al gabi mashu. So this Rovi is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the Rabbonon weiter, according to Rabbi Yehuda Neirevet. So it comes out there are Tanoim, which are chaylik an Rove. The Rabbonon weiter hold that Toich Gimel, it has a loch of noch. Ve'im taime fraktaises, if that is the case, mai porich hosom. Leime Rove ke Tanoi omro l'shmaite. The Gemara Neirevin wants to say, we see that there's a Tana that disagrees with Rove. Tarkochach ke Tanoi omre. That's it, he's saying something which is not a Dava Muskim. The Tana de Breise da Hazoirik Leisove Kibosei. We just learned the Tana de Breise says if it's Teich Gimel la Oretz, it has a din keilu munach boretz. V'yeshloima, that's true that there's a Tana de Breise that disagrees with Rabbe. The Hochi Porich, Leime Ketanoi de Masnisin, the Hosam Amro Lishmaite. The Gemara is asking, do we say in the Mishnah in Erevin, there's also Tanoim which are Choylik al Rabbe. The Baha'u'llah copied him Tana de Bereise Pori Galei. El Livigolei Rabon and the Masnissen de Hosso. So, Taisvis answers Hastis that Enechanami, the Rabon and the Bereise Azicha Chaylik, and the Shail and the Gemara Nerevin is of the Rabon and that Mishnah Chaylik and Robin. Zog Taisvis weiter. Mi Utaim Alari, the Lekamon Bahazairik, Tone Mershus Hayochid Lershus Haram. If a person threw from a Rishus Hayochid to a Rishus Haram, V'ovar Dalet Ameis Mershus Haram, and it went further. He wanted it should stop right away in the Rishus Haram. V'ovar Dalet Ameis Mershus Haram, Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, V'chachomim Poitrim. Umasik in the Gemara Firzois Loilam Rabbi Yehuda Chodohu de Mechayev. The Chachomim Poitrim Legamri. He says, the Rabbi Yehuda is not Mechayev als the Chiyev Mavir. Rabbi Yehuda is only Mechayev als the Yisra Yitzo. And the Rabbonon are Poitra Legamri. ומשכח אסלו דאמר עד נפקי לרשוס הרבים תנוח. He said, he wanted it should be noch as soon as it goes out to the רשוס הרב. רב יהודה סוב אמרין אין קלוטה כמישה הונחה דומי, and the רבונן הולד, you don't say קלוטה כמישה הונחה. אלמה לא הבינה לרב יהודה נוח על גבי משהו. You don't even need a noch על גבי משהו. There was no hanoch over there. And here we're saying that the whole Rav is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav says according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do need hanoch al gabi mashu. V'nir l'ri d'hosa mayri b'mizgalgu b'rshus harab. There it is speaking about that he rolled it in the rshus harab. V'odif misha'a kluta ba'anvir v'havi kemunach l'Rabbi Yehuda. Now Taisim says a shtik teire that mizgalgul is different. Now the Taisim HaRosh just says one vault, which we can a little bit understand what Taisim is saying. I mean, it's very schwer to understand Taisim. If Rava holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, calls man, there was no stoppage. It's going keseder through a koyach hazrike. It is not called noch. So what is the chilek if it's flying ba'avir, or if it's flying al-oretz? You have a slippery floor and it's running on the floor. So why is this called more noch than flying ba'avir? The ma'aseh there wasn't a hanochik kodel. So the Taisus HaRosh says that Taisus is mechadish as follows: Rabbi Kiva holds klute ba'avir kemishon chadomi. He says, Rabbi Kiva, we don't understand. There was no stoppage whatsoever. Aval piken, Rabbi Kiva is aloche, kluta ba'ave kemisha huncha. It's kimi like it stopped. If you'd maybe take it slow motion, you would see it's stopping. Or whatever the lumbness of kluta kemisha huncha is. It's kemisha huncha. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the lumbness of kluta ba'ave kemisha huncha. But nizgalgal he holds kemisha huncha. So mamela, if it's kemisha huncha, so there's no kash, it's ke'ilu, it's munach. There's a halacha of klute kemisha huncha. If the halacha makes it munach, there's no problem. Rava says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't have a halacha, then you need a halacha bepoil. But if you have a halacha of klute kemisha huncha, so it's kemisha huncha, what's milstu? It's kemisha huncha. So that is what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying by Mizgalgul al Ha'oretz, then Rabbi Yehuda holds the loch of Klute Kemisha Uncha. If it's Ba'avil, he does know the loch of Klute Kemisha Uncha. Then you need Anoche Bepoil. V'ho dekoshim im asnisen dehosam diktoni zog lo secharo ba'armes v'nizgalgul chutz la'arbe shom neforish be'ezras Hashem. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbonon. Heitzi chatzi groigris. A person took out a chatzi groigris. V'chozar v'heitzi chatzi groigris. He took out a second chatzi groigris. Behelem echot. And everything was in one helem. Chayiv. So he's chayiv. So he took out a whole groigris. Ubishtei halomis, but what happens if there was a yediyah bintayim? He took out a chatzi groigris. And then he took out there was a yediyah, then he reminded himself, oivei it Shabbos. And then later he took out another chatzi groigris, ubishtei halomis, potter. Now, this haloche, why ubishtei halomis is potter? So it seems there's two ways we can understand it. One way we could understand it, the Ran says a loshen. We heard this svara before. Mitoich shechalukin lechatois eino mitstarfis. That we have a klal. If a person will do a meloche in Shabbos, and then he'll remind himself that he'll find that he did this malocha. Then again he'll do that malocha. He'll have to bring two kabbonis. There's a din yediyah is mechalkos. A yediyah bein malocha is mechalik. It makes it two averis. So there's a svare mitoich shechalukais lechatois, just like a yediyah makes a chiyuv of tul chatois, it's not called the same avera, is ein mitzdarfeis, so it doesn't become one avera. That's one way we could learn pshat in the Gemara. But in Yesod, there's a problem. What is the problem? The problem is the din yediyos machalkais only applies when there was a yediyos hachet, when a person knew in between that he didn't have it. So mamel, then there's a locha of yediyos machalkais. Here, when he took out a chotzi groigris, and then he found out that he took out a chotzi groigris, this is not a yediyos hachet. He didn't do a chet. A chotzi shir, and if you hold chotzi shir, it's mutter min ha-teire. A yediyos chotzi shir is not called a yediyos hachet. So why is the halacha that shtei halama is a mitzvah? So the teitzoi is chayim from Rabbi Nachum Zembe in Simin Yud brings a Yad Reman Boba Basra that says as follows. And this is how he explains the Yad Rama. We learned last week Thursday a very interesting halacha. We learned if a person took out a chatzi groigris and then he picked it up, or someone picked it up, and then he took out another chatzi groigris, so the halacha is that he's potter. He's only chayev if b'shas he took out the second chatzi groigris, the first chatzi groigris is still there in the Rishus Harab. So we see that not pshat is that he did a half of a, by all other chatzi shir, it's not like that. Let's say a person went and ate a chatzi zayis, and toich the achilas prasi ate another chatzi zayis. So he's chayev, they add up. You don't need the first chatzi zayis to be around b'shas. He did a chatzi shir. Now it adds up. By achilas adin achilas pras. By mila by kochim. There's afiliyash mila bizman merube. He stole half a put, another half a put. It becomes metzurah. Here, there's also you don't need that. The first one should be around b'shas. The second one. Here we see a very interesting halacha. So the Teitzoi Yischaim explains, so it seems, that the whole Chiyuv Ischal, when, after he takes out the second Chatzi Groigris, it's Ke'ilu, he took it out the Basachas. Then it becomes a Meloche. And that's like the Lomdas of Taisus, we said. Taisus says a Meire de Kelomdas, that even though the second Chatzi Groigris is Rochek Minakalke, it becomes part of the first Chatzi Groigris and Skilu. This is one big Groigris, and he took out a Groigris. So it seems the Meloche, the Chiyuv, the Meloche becomes when the second one, together with the first one, so when he takes out the second one, then it becomes a Maisa Meloche. Till then is garnished, and then they become Metzurif, and it's Keilu Achshav Hoitzi Groigris. So therefore the Groigris has to be there. So the Teitzoi Yischaim, if the Groigris has to be there, so the Shgoge of the Groigris also has to be there. That means, in order, now I have to become a Kuyev Achatas. If there was a Yediyah from the first Chatzi Groigris, before I became a Kuyev Achatas, so you don't have a Groigris of Shgoge. Because the Shgoge of the first Chatzi Groigris ended, he found out before. Before he took out the second Chatzi Groigris, he found out that he took out the first one. So just like you need the Chatzi Groigris to be around, in order to be Mechuyiv, you also need that the Shkage of the first Chatzi Groigris has to be around. So if he found out Beintayim about the first Chatzi Groigris, so he's a Shagig of the first Chatzi Groigris. So there can't be Chal Achiyuv Chatos now. So not else the lomdes mitoich that yediyah is mechalkois. Could be that it's only by yediyah shalchet, that the yediyah is iser. But here it's a new lomdes, that the chet becomes now, you put both together, and now I don't have a shkog on the first chatzi groigis. Al kapanim, that is the lamdas of b'shtei halomis is pata. Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, behelem echad lirshus echad chayef. If a person took out one chatzi groigers, one rishus harab, and he took out another chatzi groigers in the same rishus harab, it could be 100 feet away, but it's in the same rishus harab, chayef. So he took out two chatzoi groigers in one rishus harab, so it's considered kilo took out a groigers in a rishus harab. But what if he took out the two chatzoi groigris in two different rishus harabim? Potter. Then he is potter. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, l'shtei rishuyois, u'shteim rishus harabim. He took out two rishuyois, and both of them are rishus harabim. Elo sheyesh hefzik beinayim. There's one rishus harabim, then there's another rishus harabim. Between the two rishus harabim, there's a rishus that's mafzik beinayim. Exactly what the rishus is, we'll see later. So then Rabbi Yossi holds that it does not become mitzuret. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Behelim echad lirishus echad chayim. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, and in Baba Basra, Tosfos by Sister Rabbeinu Hanan, all this discussion. The Omar Bahaboine, the Gemara says in Haboine as follows. Kosav ois achas betverye. A person wrote on a paper, one ois in Tverye. Va ois achas betzipoiri. And he wrote on another paper, in Tzipoiri, another ois. Chayev, he is Chayev. So what's the Chiddush? Shkayev, he wrote two Oisiyas. So the din is that the two Oisiyas have to be able to be laying together. You have to be able to put them together, both Oisiyas. Now you have one Ois in Tzipayri, one Ois in Tverya, how could you put them together? So the Gemara says, Mechusar kereiver lavke mechusar maisedom. If theoretically you'll bring the Ois that was written in Tzipayri to Tverye, and you'll put the two papers together, you'll be able to read one next to the other. And the Gemara says explicitly, that is only if the two Oisiyas were written on the corner of the page. That means that one was written on the left-hand corner of one piece of paper, the other was written on the right-hand corner. So if you take these two papers together, you could read them one next to the other. So the male, one is in Tzipayri, one is in Tverye, mechusa kreiva lavke mechusa maise domi. But the Gemara says, what'll be if you, I feel we'll bring them together, they would not be laying, let's say they were both written in the middle of the page. So in order to make them be laying together, you have to cut out the empty space in between, then you'll be able to be mekar of the two oisiyas. That's mechusa maise. You have to first cut it out. That's love. Mechusa maise. I don't say is lavke mechusa maise. That's mechusa maise, and he's not chayev. But al kolponim, we see from the Gemara, if the only thing that is missing is mechusa kreve, that means that far away. Mechusa kreve, lavke mechusa maise. Since they can be brought together, lavke mechusa maise. So memela. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked. That the Rabbeinu Tam asked that so what's the problem? Two rishus hayochitz, two rishus harabim. You took out a chatzig greiges and rishus harabim ale, another chatzig greiges rishus harabim bay. So they're far away. Aber mechusa kreiv alavke mechusa meise domi. They can be brought together. You don't need a meise. You just have to bring them together. So why is he potter according to Rabbi Yosi? That was the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Before we go to the Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, let us go to the Ri's teretz, the Rach's teretz, let us go to the Ri's teretz. V'ri yoyimah, v'vadei gabi k'side islon l'meimah, mechusa kreive lavke mechusa maisedom. Avol hoitzo lo'i have ad maisi talvayu l'shus echot. So the Ri made a chilek, a lomdische chilek between Haitza and Ksive. Look, that Rabbi Yossi hold that Pshat is like this. The din mechusa kreve by Ksive, that means really he wrote two Oisius. Two Oisius were written already. Now this is a Tanai that in order to be mechuyev you need two Oisius that are able to be read together. So since they're able to be read together, you bring them together, you can read them together. That means the melache was done already. Now this is a Tanai that but Tanai Yechayev only if they're able to be read together. So and that we say mechusa kreide lav ke mechusa maisedon. But by Haitza, if you took out a chatzig regress to one rishus, and you took out another rishus, it's not pshat, he did the meloche, nor the felt noch epis. Each rishus is a different entity. He didn't take out, he took out chatzig regress to rishus aleph, chatzig regress base to rishus base, so he never took out a regress to one rishus. Rabbi Yossi holds rishuyos mechalkos. This Vasemis says, according to Rabbi Yossi, if a person will take out one Groigris to one Rishus Arabim, and another Groigris to another Rishus Arabim, behel and mechel to be chayiv to kobonis. It's two different things. It's not shame Rishus Arabim chadu. Each Rishus Arabim is a different entity. So Memele, here felt in Melache. If he took out, there's no Melache in Gansen. There was a ksive. Now, the felt of that's a tnai in the ksive, it should be able. The oisi should be able. I did my malacha. The malacha is I wrote the oisi. Now, there's a tnai in ksive. It should be able to be read together. And that the Gemara says, mechusa kreiv alav ke mechusa maisedon. That is l'chayre pshat and deri. Let us see what Rabbeinu Chananel says. The nira loy ke girsas Rabbeinu Chananel. Mirshus achas chayev, mi beiz rishuyois potter. The beinen akire mi mokem echot. Rabbeinu Chananel, Baba Basra is a little clearer. Rabbeinu Chananel says as follows. That if a person would take out from one rishus ayochid to two rishus arabims, he'll be chayiv. Why? Because mechusa kreive lav ke mechusa maisedomi. Zeh min doch von Tosfos that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that the groigris has to be together. There has to be a hitzo of a greigris. A hitzo of a chatzig greigris and a hitzo of another chatzig greigris. It doesn't have the cheshivis of a hitzo echot. But on this chesorin, the Rabbeinu Chananel holds mechusa kreiva lavke mechusa maise. That means since theoretically they can be brought together, so it has a cheshivis of a greigris. And that chesorin of cheshivis, that means it seems sefeltoch in the chesorin, I didn't take out a groigris because they're spread out. So he says, no, mechusa kreiva lavke mechusa maise domi. That is not a chesorin. So what is the chesorin? The chesorin is, our Gemara speaking about, it was taken out from two rishus hayochid. There it seems, there not the chesorin is in the meloche. Fakert, it was there from before. There to take out a chatzig groigris, to take out a chatzig groigris from two rishuyis is no, don't felt us in the meloche. That means I took out a chatzig groigris from one rishus, I took out another chatzig groigris from another rishus. There the Rabbeinu Chananel gehalten, there Rabbi Yossi holds, so there wasn't one meloche of Eitzo. From this rishus I took out a chatzig groigris, from this rishus I took out a chatzig groigris. So, so there wasn't a melacha to start with. But if I took out from one rishus, a ganze groigris. But it wasn't put together, so this called, I made a melacha seitzah. Nor was felt in the cheshivas because they didn't end up together. That's called some. I made a malacha say so. But there's a chesaron in the cheshivas. In that tnai, I could say, just like by ksiva, I wrote to Lysias. No, there's missing the cheshivas of the ksiva because it has to be able to be read together. So here it's missing the chivis of the hitzo, so that I say, mechusa kereve, lavke mechusa maisedom. Now we hear here a machloikis that Rabbi Yossi held by two rishus harabim, or according to the Rabbi Chanan's two rishus hayochid, that he's potter. Now what makes it two rishus hayochid? Omar Rabbe v'hu sheyesh chiyev chatos beinayim. That means between each Rishus HaRabim, between the two Rishus HaRabim, there's a Rishus HaYochid beintayim. So that separates. And if a person would take out from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, he'd be chayev chates. So that Rishus is mavdil between the two Rishus HaRabim. This makes the two Rishus HaRabim. Avul Karmelis. But what if the Rishus Beintayim is a Karmelis? So since Minatayra Karmelis is a Mokim Ptur, one is permitted to carry from a Karmelis to a Rishus Arabim. So Memele, it is not considered, so it's considered like one big Rishus Arabim. Even though in the middle there's no Rishus Arabim, but a Karmelis is not Mapsik. Abayom Arafilu Karmelis. A Karmelis is also a Rishus. So Mamela, the Rishus Karmelis is also Mapsik. Avol Pisla Loi. Pisla we'll see is a Dover HaMetaltel, a board that was stuck in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, that is Mavdil, the two sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Avol Pisla Loi. The Rova Omar Afilo Pisla. Afilo Pisla is also Mavdil, a Rishus HaRabim. Was the Rova Letaimei, Dome Rova, Rishus Shabbos, Ki Rishus Gitten Domye. And just like a Pisle is a different Rishus, Lagabi Gitten, so a Pisle also is Mavdul, the Rishus Arab. Let us see Rashi. Vohu Sheyesh Chiyev Chatas Beinem. When is it considered two Rishus Arabs? Shem Uvsokis Bershus Ayochid. There is a Shus Ayochid in between the Rishus Arab. Avam hoya Karmelis mafsikim, but what if there was a Karmelis kigoin? What is a Karmelis? Rashi gives two mishalim. Kigoin kalfif yaiser mi base sasoyim. If a person has a kalfif more than a base sasoyim. Now a kalfif is a rishus that is mukif, that is surrounded with mechitzas. It has four mechitzas, but it is not ukif ledire. That means this mokim is not oimed to live there. So the Rabbonon gave this mokim a din of a Karmelis. In what way? That a person is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos in a Karfif. That means even though theoretically it's a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah, the Rabbonon said, L'chumer is a din of a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to be metaltal Dalet Amos. Therefore, Rabbi Keveger is ma'irer on this Rashi, the Tzorichiyun. Rabbi Keveger is Moir on this Rashi. What is Rabbi Keveger's Ha'ore? The Ha'ore is that if this is Minatayra Rishus HaYochid, if this is Minatayra Rishus HaYochid, because it's Mukif Mechitzes, so what is the Svor of Rabbi that it's not Mavdu? Vos geit Miron? That the Rabbonon said this Rishus HaYochid is a Chaymer of a Kalmelis, but it's a Rishus HaYochid Minatayra. So why isn't it Mavdol? That is Pshat Rabbi Keveger's Ha'orim. We had mentioned on Dav Zayin, the Chsam Sefer and the Sfas Emes say that Shitas Rashi over here is that if it is not Mukif Ledire Minatayr, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Then Rashi says another case, Oy Biko, or there was a Biko with that is Taka a Karmelis. That means it's no Mechitzus whatsoever, but it's not a Mokim Ahiluch HaRabim. So there's a din of a Karmelis. Ubeis batim psuchim. And now you had two batim. Let us see the diagram that we have. There's a bayis on top. There's a bayis on the bottom. And then we have here the two rishus harabim, which are next to the bayis. And then in the middle we have either rishus hayachid or a kamelis or a pisla that is mavdol between the two rishus harabim. So Rashi says, Abayis Batim Psuchim, Echelo Shis Arabim Zeh, Bechelo Zeh, Vahoytzi Chatzi Gregreis Mi Baye Zeh Lashu Zeh, Vahatzi Gregreis Mi Baye Zeh Lashu Zeh, Shei Psucholo, Chai, The Kivin the Loi Masik Lo Rishu Zeh, Yochid, Chod Rishu Zeh, That's what Rabbah holds. And, or Rabbah holds, yeah, that's what Rabbah holds. Rabbah holds of Kamus is also Mavsik. And Rav holds Pisla. Eit shoychev le rochboi shel reshus haram, umemaloi kol rochboi. So it is mafsik in the reshus haram, voitzi chatzi groigris mi beisai mikan, vachatzi groigris mikan. So it is also called to reshuyois, and according to Rabbi Yois is not chai vachatas. Keshus gitten domi, ulenin gitten pisla reshus le nafshehu, kedamrina bazoirik, Ahu gabre de zore kitole de lisu bechatzeiro. He was marshal a mokain in his chotzer for his wife, that she should be kind of the get. In gader gitte, the get rolled, venofo bepisla. So she's not a get. Vuki hosam shishul a mokain bechatzeiro, ichav mokain moishle inish. Treme taimisle moishle inish. And this is considered a different mokain. This is considered a second mokain. So just like by get is considered a different mokim, so it's bekoyach to be mavdul arishus harab. Zok toisvis, avo pislo loy, begitten beperik azoyrek, so there's two lashaynes there. One lashon is mashmadis, pei dalad amis al dalad amis, ve'enei gavoya yut. These are the dimensions of the pislo. And inami gavoya yut, ve'enei rochev dalad. Ve'enei rivo, the lishne kame tzorich leforish hoche shehu reshus harabim kegoin sherabim mechatzen olof, that it has a din of a reshus harabim, that the bnei reshus harabim use it to adjust the masois that they are carrying. The e kamlis, if you say that it's less than yutvohim, and it's dalad al dalad, so it's a kamlis. So why is this only Rav's memory? So we have to say that it is less than the Kamlis. This mokim is used by the Bnei Rishus Harab Lekatev. Says it didn't mamish and Rishus Harab. So therefore, according to Abaye, it is not mafsik. And Rav holds it is mafsik. The Rav Adama Afil Apislus of Aaf Apishu Rishus Harab. That means even though in Hilchus Rishus, there's a din of Rishus Harab, even the linyin gitten, choshev, mokim, bifnei atzme, chanami, mechalik, rishiyas. Uleri nire, afilu pisle, shehu kamalis. Afilu a pisle that is a kamalis, Abaye will also disagree and hold it's not mafsik. Bishoni leil Abaye ben kamalis ha-mitalteles, l'sheine mitalteles. If you have a kamalis, sheine mitalteles, that's mavdul ben rishiyas. But if you have a kamalis ha-mitalteles, that means you could just pick it up, so that is not mavdol the etzem reshus harab, that you stuck a kamalis on top of it. Since it does not become a chelik of the reshus harab, so it's considered one big reshus harab, so therefore Abaye holds it is not mavdol. In Rav holds it is mavdol. Zok the Gemara weiter. Kecharil, we heard in the Mishneh that the shear of kreil is k'day likreil ayin achas. The amount of kreil that one needs to be koichel one eye. Frek the Gemara ayin achas holei kochli. Who is koichel one eye? You koichel both eyes. Amar avhune shekein tznues koichleis ayin achas. A tznues koichel one eye. Let us see Rashi. So how does kachel of one eye have a chashivis? So the Gemara answers, snuois, shahilchais mu'utofais. They were completely mi'utif. The ein megalis ela ayin echad lirais. The only one eye was megula, the other eye was mu'utif. The kachelis ois. So that eye, they were kachel. That's what Rav Huna says. Meisvei, Rab Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, kechoel, im le refue, te likhalay in achas. If he uses it for refue, so then if there's enough to be kechoel one night, it's also enough. But if it is taken out for beauty purposes, so you see, that something that is made lekashet, Ravuna said the Mishnah speaking about lekashet, you need two eyes. Those who live in the small cities, there's not such a big oilam. The amomuotim. So mamela there, it's not necessary to make gdolim. The einomechasim pneim. So then the koichlois beizeneim. But when they came to the city, then they made sure to be tsunui. So mamela, it's all in a big city. So the one eye is sufficient. They turn in a small devil, then we need two eyes. Meisve Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, L'Rav Huneh Porich, the cash is according to Rav Huneh. V'ilav Rav Huneh, Ava Mukmi Masnitsan L'Refuah. Without Rav Huneh, we could say the Mishnah is speaking about L'Refuah. And by Refuah, everyone holds aces that this is shayach to take out for one eye. Im l'refuah, what is pshat, im l'refuah, im l'kashet? Peirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, im l'refuah, itzniyo izeh. If he was matzniyid l'refuah, chayav nol of koloilom, delik chalayim achas. L'Rab Shimon ben Elazar islay, d'nishayim zeh b'machshav tishol zeh. We heard before the Rab Shimon ben Elazar, one person is matzniyid something, even though the world is not matzniyid this, al kaponim, this article, the whole world is chayiva. So the refuah means, that's how the Rabbeinu Shmuel learned, the refuah means that this person was matzni le refuah. Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay, din is chayiv zeh b'machshavtei shel zeh, v'im lekashet kloimim lo yitzniyoy le refuah. He wasn't matzni personally le refuah. Lekashet kedei shtei enayim, the stomach yoymed lekishim. V'nira le'ri, the Le'el Tone, if L'Refuah means that he was Matzniya, the Le'el Tone Dam Kedei Likra Layin Achas, Bamedva Mamurim B'moitzi, Avo B'Matzniya B'Choshu, Amo B'Matzniya Chai V'Pochus Melikra Boyayin Achas. If it is speaking about L'Refuah, then he was Matzniya, so you don't need a shear of Likra Boyayin Achas. But nira lari dachi perush im lerefuah shaisek chel roy lerefuah shirik teilik chalay nachas afilu leitz ni lekach inam im lerefuah shabaisa makim aisen aisa lerefuah. That means it's aim lerefuah veim lekashen shaisen aisa lekishet v'rengil asem en lerefuah k'velik chel shtei einai. Zog te gemore weiter devek k'delitein beroy shashavshev. What is the shir of Aitzoas glue? To put Baroisha Shavshev. Zok the Gemara, Tony will enter in a Baraisik, they lit him Baroisha Shavshev, she Baroish Konish El Tzayodim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shavshev, she Baroish Konish El Tzayodim, Moishivin, the hunters used to go and take Neser cotton, a small board, Baroish Konish, they used to put this at the end of a pole, the Noisnim Olav Devek, and this board they put a lot of glue on. Va'oif Yoishev Olel, and the bird went and sat down on it, and he got stuck there. You have to put a lot of glue, it's not sufficient, you'll put enough glue to stick a postage stamp. You need glue that a bird will stick to it. So memele, that is the shir chashivis. If you took out so much glue, so you're chai. Zephis v'gofris, telasis, sonic telasis, neck of cotton, that it was a stop we had Rashi in the Mishnah. That you made a neck of cotton in it later. Charosis kelasis pikur. Charosis is kedei lasis pikur. And we said pikur was, there was a hole in the kur. They used to stick a bellows there, and then they used to surround the bellows with this charosis that made sure that the bellows would not be wobbly. It would be tight in this opening. That is the shear, what it says, according to the Tanakhama. Charosis lasle pikul. And Rabbi Yehuda imel, kidei lasis pitput, in order to make a pitput, a regal of a tripod. So the Gemara says, Hakai, remember the shiure de Rabbi Yehuda Nafish? Rabbi Yehuda is Meikel? Hakai Mulan, the shiure de Rabbona Nafish? We see Rabbi Yehuda in shiurim was Machma Bederich Klal. This Nan, we learned what is the shiur of a Hevel. So the Gemara says the shiur of a Hevel is to make a handle. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Telit Tel Heimenu Midis Mana Lekotten. A much smaller shiur is Chayiv. You can use a rope, a hevel, in order to go to a shoe store to purchase a pair of shoes for a baby. You just measure, this is the length of the shoe. So we see Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. That means when there are two tashmishim, and even though the second tashmish was not so shriach, Rabbi Yehuda said we have to reckon with the second tashmish, lechumre. And all of a sudden here, the Tanakhama says, telas is pikur, which is a very small shear, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're to make one of the reglayim of the patput, which is bigger. So the Gemara says, Eimokedei losoi pitput ki roktana. Let us see what Rashi says. Losoi latuach bikoyim sheboi. To smear the cracks in it, not to make a whole regal. Latuach bikoyim sheboi. This is even smaller than a pikul. Shal Yain Rashi is going on the Gemara before we had skipped over Shabak de Litin al Pinekev cotton. Tonek de Litin al Pinekev cotton shal Yain. If you can stuff a Nekev with Shabbos, Rashi says, Lamute Shemin Advash, a Yain Zov Derech Nekev cotton Yosem Shemin Advash. Yain is a much thinner substance. So Memele, even if you have a smaller spalt, you need less shavet to stuff it. It is also chayiv. Taisvis charosis lasis piku. Afal gav dom alel in odom teireyach legabel tit kdei lasis piku. Charosis choshiv tvei mitit matzinois lasis piku shel tzerfizov. Charosis could be a person would be megabel. Inam yochamayri be megubel. We're speaking about that it was already megubel this charosis. Dr. Gemara weiter. An peyom et beis. Tanu rabon. Hamoitzi seyo. If a person takes hair out, what is the shear haitzo of hair? De legabel boy es hatit. De legabel boy es hatit. So Rashi says, seyo, yofel et tit, this is good for tit. Tit, las is pikur shal tzer feizov. Och is gesin in tit, kde las is pikur shal tzer feizov. Let us see that Taisvis. Hamaitzi seg the gabo baisat tit. Tit, kadei lasis piku. Ken goris betaiseftem, hen goris rash. Elahach gilse. Seyel kadei le gabo baisat tit. Kishir tit hanasa mervi yeshaychem. This is not seyel. You have to have a large amount of seyel in order to make a lot of tit. Not a peak, cool. Aval esforim de garsi seyok de legabel boi tit lasa is piku shal tzer feizov koshe de omel el in odem terech legabel tit kde lasa is piku. A person would not be megabel alone, just a small amount of tit. Yesh leforish de mayri betit she megubel kvar acha hagibel noisnim boi seyok kde lesakne. So here's already that tit. Just put in some seyok to be mechazik the tit. Sid kedei losoid etzba ktana. Tone. Kedei losoid etzba ktana shebe bonis. A small finger of a bonis. Amar Avyuda Marav. Now what are we speaking about? What was the purpose of this sit? Benois Yisrael shehigiyu lepilka. We'll see exactly the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is a few machlekes the Rabbeinu Chananel over here. But let us just say the words now without explaining the words. B'nais Yisrael shegiyu lepirkon. V'loi higiyu l'shonim. This is Rashi's girsa. Is b'nais aniyem taiflis oisam besit. So in this matzev, one has to be mishtadal to do something. So the b'nais aniyem used to smear the daughter's besit. B'nais ashirim taiflis oisam besoilus. B'nais melochim taiflis oisam b'shemen hamoyah. Shenema shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamoyah. It seems that was for the bnois melochim. This was the ointment which was used. My shemen hamoyah, Ravuna bachia amar satechet. So it says from the oruch shemen mevusim. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Shemen Zayish lo hevi ashlish. The Shemen Zayish, when it is not ripe yet, it does not grow yet a third of its maturity. Tanya Rabbi Yudah Omer, and Fik 9 is also Shemen Zayish lo hevi ashlish. V'lama sochin oisai. What do you accomplish by smearing this shemen? Shemesher es haseyo u'ma'adin habosa. It does two things. It takes off the seyo and it's ma'adin the bosa. Rav Bibi havalei brat. Rav Bibi had a daughter. Tofla eiver eiver. So he smeared on each eiver. Sit. And mamish, it did wonders. It was better than plastic surgery. In shokal bo dalet meyizuzi. So, there was such a great demand for chasanim that wanted her after this procedure that he took dalet meyizuzi. Hava hu nochi bishvibusi. Now, there was a guy that wasn't the neighbor, it was a neighbor of Rabbi. Now, he saw lemaise, the wonders that the seed does. Havalei brata, so he thinks that his daughter looked better than Rabbi's daughter before this. And afterwards, it does wonders. Tavla b'chad zimna. So he did one thing different than Rabbi. Rabbi did it eiver eiver, one eiver at a time. And he did it, he thought Rabbi's a Talmud Chochem, doesn't have time to do this all at once. And he did it b'chad zimna, he did it all at once. And he didn't realize that it's very dangerous if it's done all at once. Umeisa, and his daughter died. Omar kotel Rabbi lebrati. So he said, because of Rabbi, my daughter died. Omar Rav Nachman, Rabbi dishasi shicha. Now Rabbi that needed this procedure to beautify his daughter, because he used to drink beer. Boy b'nase tafla. Anan de loisha sinen shichaloi b'inen b'nase on tafla, so we can get away without the tafla also. I think the Ben Yoda said he drank wine. So male, there wasn't a problem. Zomizan, it's the exactly what pshat is, what we are accomplishing with the sid. Etzbaktano, dalkan losoid es kol haguf lahadin. It seems it brought color into the goof. If they were very pale, so this brought color into the goof. Shegiu lepilkon veloi higiu. So Rashi says, go on to Santo Pshat. Shegiu shtei saret. Veloi bo lechlal shonim horuyis lekach. Om mizbaishois bedobo. So the problem was that in the young age, they matured too young. So Memele, so they were misbaishes from the Saris, Taiflois, Moishchois, so they used to smear. And Piknun, the Snabe Menachis, Emevin, and Piknun, Hushem and Zayish, Lehevishlish. Balomasach and Oisa, and Hashem and Amir, Tafla Besid, Shokal Bodalad Meyezuzi, Shenisiafo, she became beautiful. The Kopsu Aleha Mulganim Lo, the Nasnulai Momain, Hasheicher mashchir umar beseyer, so she had a dark complexion and she had a seyer also. So Memele, but he said, Rav Nachman said, I don't need it. Now Taisvis shegiu lepilkon v'loi higiu. So Taisvis was not gaya v'loi higiu l'shonim, and Taisvis is a different pshat. Peirish Besamuch lepilkon. We're not speaking about the Rashi. Says Rashi, so we're speaking about young girls. Besamuch lepilkon shekrayves lehinosei. That's pshat. It's a time retvek nashidach. Ba'oiseis kedei liyafais olelabein natzmon. Not lahadim. It seems lelabein. Kedemrin pek afal pi yareitze lelabein es bito yashken nacholav yachila nafreichim samuch lepilkon. So we're speaking about a different perik. We're speaking about the Besulon Isseis. So Memele, so this was another perik. So that's the one of the Rishonim say, I think the Ritva says, that Taisus did not like Rashi's Pshat, because if the whole, the Tachlis was Lahosir Aseyo, so what's Pshat Eiver Eiver, a whole goof was Moli Seyo? So Memele, that's why Taisus learned a different Pshat, that the whole Tachlis was La'adein Habosa. Now, there's a very interesting Rabbi Nechananel that has a different pshat. Let us see the Rabbi Nechananel for 1 minute. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, B'noi she'igiyu lepilkan, V'loi higiyu lishonim. So he says, I don't know how he said pshat in the Loshna Gemara. He says, Pungfakel and Rashi, she'igiyu lishonim, she'ishe boigeret, fakel. It's Higiyu Lashonim Shisha Begeres. She's 12 and a half. V'loi Bogro. V'loi God Laboso. Ma'oisin Lahem. So what is there to do to encourage the Bagres to come? Ani is Taivlis Oisin Besit. Tveilazu B'losh Nishmol El Tela. Toch Es Ha'oir B'sora Besit. So what are you going to accomplish? Uma Tzoyrich Lekach. Kidei She'yistatmu Nikovim Ktanim. That the pores of the skin should close up, v'gumei seyo shaboir chiyaitzibem, v'yikonei hevel lifnim. So then the body, there's a chimum, that it seems the pores, what the open pores, were not allowing the body to be mischamen, but through the stiach of seed, so the pores closed, and then there was a chimum v'yikoneis hevel lefnim v'lo yeite v'yecham kirbo v'tivger v'tigdal boso. So that encourages the process of boigret. And that later he says that was the mice of the goy, that the goy did everything but basachas. So there was a very big chimum all at once. There was too great a chimum. And that is why that she died. Zog the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, so the Shir, the Tanakhama said the Shir, they Latoyach, Losit Ktanashe Bebonis. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, they lost his Kilkel, Rabbi Nechemya Imer, they lost it Undafi. So now we have to understand what the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya is. Omar, Rabbi Yudam, they lost it kilkul, Rabbi Nechemi says, undafi, my kilkul or my undifi. Omar Rav, tzido ubas tzido. So Rashi says, as follows, tzido, kilkul tzido. It means the temples. V'sodin oiso lahashki vaseyo, to ensure that the hair should stay down. This takes off, this removes the seyer dak, which is under the tzidah. So now, that's what Rav Nechemya holds. Rav Yehuda, they lost it kilkul. My kilkul, my andifi, omar Rav, tzidah, bas tzidah. So it seems that Rav Nechemya's shir, which Rav Nechemya is speaking about, the bas tzidah, this is smaller than Rav Yehuda. Thank the Gemara, the Memre, the Shiura, the Rabbi Yehuda, Nofish, Rabbi Yehuda is a Meikel, Hakaimel and Shiura, the Rabbona, Nofish. That's it, he was the Machmer, we heard before by a Hevel, that they said, one Shir, and he said a smaller Shir. So the Gemara says, Zute, mi the Rabbona, Hitake has a smaller Shir than the Rabbona. They said, Lotsoid Basktan, so he has a smaller Shir of Kilkel. The Nafish mit Rab Nechemya, but his shir is taken bigger than Rab Nechemya. Rab Nechemya is more machmer than him. Let us see Rashi, and let us see Rashi. The Rashi is, remember the shir of Rabbi Yehuda, Nafish bit me. But Kaimelon Gabi Gemi, the shir of Rabbi Yehuda, Zute, umachmer b'shiure Shabbos. Mishani, Nafish mit Rab Nechemya, Zute mit Rabbonin. The Omri lost it at Baktane, so it's smaller than the Rabbon. Zegt de Gemara weiter, Meisvei, Omer Rebbe, Niren, Divi Rebbe Yehuda, Bechavei. I wish to agree with Rebbe Yehuda when it's a loose seed. V'divrei Rav Nechemya Bebitzas, when it's a thicker seed, it's a lump of seed that's thick, then I agree with Rav Nechemya. That is the shir. Bebitzas ha-seed. V'falke daitach tzido ba-seede, if the machloikis is. What to use for the basti? You want to remove that hair? Idi ve'idi chavut. So Rav Nechemya is also speaking about a loose seed that someone smears on the small line of hair to remove it. Ela Omar Rav Yitzchak Omri Devei Rav Ami Aandifi. that Rav Nechemiah is speaking about on Difi. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bechavot sid animuch b'mayim harbei, du osi losoit kilko. Dib Rav Nechemiah b'bitsa sasit, anigbo b'mayim, b'osu beitzim beitzim. Muntas bala, these are mounds. Who osi losi da difi? Vishak daitach a difi nami seyer who ki goin baside, idi vidi, kilkul van difi tabayi besid chobot venomu ach sodi nois. It's used as in seed for this, a watery seed. So the Gemara says, it means an difi. A different thing. Kli cheres. It is a kli cheres. The loy shnei dadim. It has two spouts. Achas lamal of achas lamato. Shereitzen lamal loisi. You want to fill it up completely. So you stuff it up with this thick seed. The loshen andifi shtei piyos. It has two spouts. Kedesanya malim b'diyofi, the two kanim that have two mouths. The sefer goris bandifi. So that's pshat in Rav Nechemiah. Frek de gemore maski flor av kahane v'chi odom oisem o oisem an porus. So Rashi says an porus hefsid, a personal throwaway is money. Losom yayim bekli sosom besid vayayin mamchasid v'yoytzei. The seed will dissolve. If the whole purpose of the seed is to stuff the bottom spout, it won't last too long. Elo omar av kahane shnosois. So Rav Kahane said that what is andifi shnosois? Look at this nam shnosois hoyu behin atkan lepar atkan leayil atkan lekeves. Let us see Rashi. Shnosois simonim. These are simonim in klicheres godol v'yesh by blitois. You have a big klicheres and there were chalokim there that stuck out. Kemina goizim ktanim, small nuts. Atkan leso sain. V'sadin oisei besid. And they used to cover this with sikadei shilavonis v'nikoris. The one should recognize these blitois. That's how Rashi learned that shnosis means blitois. The rabbis say meforshim andife kol haguf. This is used to besod the whole guf. This is used to bring color to the whole goof. Boy, seed off. You need a thick seed. That's the Taich Andif. And if it means dull goof. So the Gemara is an poris. A personal throwaway is money to use the seed for that. Shaini sod boy bitoy. La'acha shekona. After he bought it. T'chai yishem atomus. Kibrate du nochi. So the Gemara says, no. Shnosais. Kloima. Eiver yitaflan. You know, it's not dangerous. If you do it slowly, it's no problem. The Yevshe Beloshin, Zerash doesn't like this pshat, but Leinei Mashita Sashas came, Lahaskir Eiver Eiver Beloshin Shnosais, V'itach Lo V'peirish Le Perusha Shnosais Hoye Behin, Zerashi doesn't like this. Let us say the last pshat, V'boyisayim Mai Andife, what is the Andife? Apuse, they used to put Sid on the Metzach, on the fire. V'chiho Dohu Bangolil De'ikla Lebovel. About Golo came to Bovel, the Omrulei, they told him, Kum Drosh Lono B'Maisa Mekove. Tell us a Drosh in Maisa Mekove. Dorashlu V'Omrulu, Edrish Lehu Lechu Kedidarish Rav Nechemye Lechavre, I'll do Maisa Mekove, the way Rav Nechemye dash into the Chavre. You know what happened to Rav Nechemye? The Nafke Ar Iso Min Koisel, and after the Drosh Atzire came out of the Koisel, Umochsei ba'andifi, and when it hit him in the fire, umis. Ba'omrulei min delay dolei. That the reason this occurred to him is because he was derish maisem okove. So therefore, I won't darshan for you. Akuponim, we see that andifi means a padachas. A forehead. Apuse padachas shaloi bemokim say, ulahadim, again to bring color into the forehead. Arisa tira ba'andifi padachtoi, min delay dolay mi yodi ais zois loy shoy loy lidrosh bemakover.